Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 239 for Monday, January 26th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. Ice Futures Canada canola contracts were posting small losses Monday morning as declines in most outside vegetable oil markets, including Chicago soy oil and Malaysian palm oil, spilled over to weigh on prices. Canola is down $1 to $2 in early trade, the March contract down $1.30 at $460.20 per ton. Some speculative profit-taking following last week's advances contributed to the early declines. The recent strength in the market may also be drawing in some farmer selling. However, widening basis levels in many areas were expected to limit the extent of any producer's sales. Continued weakness in the Canadian dollar remained a supportive factor in the market as well, as the soft currency makes exports more attractive and is supportive for crush margins. Weather concerns in parts of South America were also starting to materialize, providing underlying support. Wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., wheat and corn are both mostly lower, but soybeans are holding on to small gains in many months. A general election in Greece over the weekend saw the country's leftist opposition party gain power, and the resulting uncertainty over Greece's future status in the Eurozone was leading to some choppiness in the global financial markets. The grains and oilseeds were also caught up in that volatility, with a stronger tone in the U.S. dollar providing a bearish influence across the board. However, soybeans are still mostly higher, gaining 1 cent in the March contract to trade at $9.74 per bushel. Beans tested chart support to the downside in overnight activity and managed to correct higher, with speculative buying a feature. Dryness concerns in parts of Brazil were also a bit supportive, but South America is still expected to harvest a large soybean crop overall, and the fact that export demand is already shifting away from the U.S. limited the upside potential. Corn, meanwhile, is down 3 to 4 cents, the March contract down 3 at $3.84 per bushel. Chart-based selling and the strong U.S. dollar were both behind some of the weakness. Wheat is 1 to 4 cents lower, the March contract in Chicago down 4 at $5.26 per bushel. While slow export demand was weighing on prices, any losses in wheat were tempered by renewed tensions in Ukraine. There's also still a need to keep some weather premiums in the market, given the uncertain state of the U.S. winter wheat crop. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday morning, January 26th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.